And we're back. What a long break from that YouTube intro. What? You don't listen to the YouTube version of the videos? Joe, stop bobbing your fucking melon head.
It's a good song.
I know.
And it's free from
God
royalties.
Damn, look at that head of yours.
It's a big one.
Jesus.
It's a big one.
I don't know if I want to cut a hole in it and microwave it and then fuck it or just spike it against
all those things.
Yeah.
All those things. 27 hours of labor to squeeze this puppy out.
Oh, God. Your mom's poor vagina.
Oh, come on, man.
Pushing that out of it. Oh, and Michael's now giving his back to the camera.
Nice. Yeah, I would rather be able to see you guys.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I can.
Okay. I'll turn around every once in a while and just kinda...
You can do that, too. just flash
hey,
them.
Guys.
Are you a hazel? Are your eyes hazel?
I think so.
I'd like to think that's what I've learned about talking to women in the past 5 years. I can now recognize hazel eyes.
Is that green? Is that a green?
Instead of being like, are your eyes green, brown? Sometimes
they're blue. People ask me. I mean, they'll comment on my blue eyes.
On your peepers?
I've never seen blue. I don't know about that. That's aggressive, I feel like. Brown hair, blue eyes? That's rare. You're like a unicorn.
I am.
Yeah. That's hot.
All right, it's Papa's Basement. I'm here with Michael Johnson and Joe Gagliardi. They're apparently going to fuck.
Obviously. Well, one of us is. One of us is going to catch.
Well, don't leave us hanging. Spoil it. Who's fucking and who's catching?
Well, I don't know. Paper, rocks, paper, rock, scissors, maybe? Or I don't know how you want to do
that. Is that how you say that?
Paper, rock, scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you say it?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Thank you.
Paper, rock, scissors?
He gets to fuck you just for that.
What did I say? Paper, rock, scissors?
I won.
You won.
I'm just on how to say
who's
the
big winner? Mikey's the big winner.
Whoa.
Scissors, rock, paper? I don't know.
I love that it's just the back of your head.
Yeah.
For the entire video. Hey, who gives a fuck? Bye-bye. Who cares? All right, this is a short and sweet one. We've got about 38 more minutes of content.
Oh, wow.
Michael's trying to bang a girl on Bumble.
No, I wasn't. I just got someone, nudged me or whatever.
Well, you backtracked on that pretty hard. Are there some girls on Bumble that don't want
to hear
you?
I guess in the
Bumble?
End, everyone's trying to bang, right?
Do I not know what Bumble is? Isn't that like the whole thing?
Bumble's
point?
Like a...
Oh, she just unmatched me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now, yeah. I've seen you play on Bumble before.
Right.
There was a young African-American lady.
And this one was as well.
Okay. Was it the same thing? Now, the conversations you sent me a couple weeks ago
just straight looking for a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was
got one of those right now. It says, looking for someone to spoil me. Usually it's looking for someone to spoil me, looking for someone to spoil me and treat me like the goddess or princess I am.
Oh, okay.
And
now
I always swipe right.
To match.
I match. Yeah.
Okay.
And usually we talk and if the price, if the monetary sort of allowance that they want ever comes up,
mm-hmm.
I usually start at $50 a month.
Okay.
That's good. That's
so you're treating her pussy like Cox
I'm
Cable
a bargain.
In 04. Yeah.
What's that?
I said you're treating her pussy like Cox Cable in 04.
Yeah. You should just do like $50 an inch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'd be up to like.
What? An inch from where?
An inch of.
Of her clit.
Like our. No, my height?
No, of your member.
If I go.
$50 an inch per
member. You go $50. Well, I'm trying to save money.
Yeah. Do you not get that, Joseph?
Well, there's a joke in it. I'm just saying.
I just can't believe how often I come across these.
Yeah, it's just every online platform has been monetized. Hold on, I really have to fart. I ate Costco pizza in the hallway.
Nice.
Oh, that's
oh God,
that's
that is
Christ.
Molten.
It's not that big a studio, man.
Yeah, I know. You guys are going to have some fun. Just, okay. Oh, that is putrid. That is baby's shit squared.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Joseph. Hold on. It's rising to my chest, so I'm blowing it towards you, Joe. Are you getting any?
It's my farewell appearance. On
Michael, are you getting it?
I think I caught some.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, so just making sure.
I smell the bell peppers.
Just making sure. Yeah. So 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when there was Gone Wild on Reddit, which was just girls going wild, girls posing nude for love of the game, that was it, man. Girls just wanted to show off. They were exploring their sexuality, and I respected that. Now, 2020, 2/3, 3/4 of girls posting nude on Reddit, it's all linking to an OnlyFans, to their Chatterbait account, to their Amazon wish list.
Make money, money, money.
Yeah. It's what's going to happen to college sports? Now that you can monetize it.
You can monetize their girlfriends.
Yeah, the innocence is lost.
Right, that's a shame.
Yeah, I wanted to believe these were, you know, gentlemen scholars, student athletes. And
would you hang dong for free? Is that, would you give away the goods?
I mean, I feel there's just no, really not anyone looking for dick pics. Now, that said, and it's not exactly true, because I will look at the comments of girls who post their own stuff on Gone Wild, and they will comment on threads like Lady Boner's Gone Wild or Dad's Gone Wild.
What are Lady Boner's Gone Wild?
A Lady Boner would be a gentleman. Now, I find that a little cis-normative presumptuous.
Yeah.
Because maybe a lady's boner would be aroused by another lady.
Oh,
she's a lesbian.
I thought you were just talking about like a fist-sized clit.
I was getting to that.
Yeah. Is that a thing? I don't know.
It could be.
That's, yeah.
It's awfully.
I mean, a clitoris is essentially just a penis that just never expressed itself.
Yeah. It's not a grower or a shower. It's just there.
I mean, your balls are essentially what your ovaries would have been.
That sounds like locker room talk.
Your beanbag kind of looks like stitched together labia. Now I'm sounding like Leatherface.
Okay.
Gonna say that.
Okay. I heard something not too long ago. Gosh, a girl described, instead of saying blue balls, she said she had a blue bean.
Blue bean?
Yeah. Which I loved.
Yeah. Did you blue bean this girl?
No.
Did you shower her with gifts and...
No. It was just in conversation.
Oh,
blue bean.
Blue bean.
Yep. Nice. And then I was like, I was like, yeah, and I'll have a foot long club with bacon.
Yes. So she finished taking your order after mentioning her blue bean, and that was that.
She goes, welcome to Subway. Yes.
My bean is so blue.
How much cough would you like in your sub?
Right.
Yeah.
Cough.
You know, it's Subway, man. It's not a high quality establishment.
I don't even know where you're at right now.
You like that, don't you? It's slicked ever so gently back like the hipster that I am.
Oh, Joe.
Hashtag love.
Oh,
you certainly contribute something to this show, Joe.
Hashtag love.
It is. It's all about the love right now.
It's all about the love right now.
Yeah, so...
trying to find it.
No, I just wanted to go back to you trying to get girls to do things money-wise. I mean...
I'm always...
there are other platforms to do that.
I find myself really short on patience when I start talking to these girls.
The times I have, I've been as well, just because... I feel that there's a lack of frankness that I object to. Like, if you're saying you're a quote-unquote, like, sugar baby or whatever, you're just a prostitute. Like, is it you've focused on one or two Johns? Like, I guess preferably one. That would be your sugar daddy. Sure, but
I mean,
a prostitute.
If you break it down to old school kind of etiquette where the gentleman is paying,
yeah,
for the most part, and is looked
for carriages and such.
Right. Is looked to be the provider.
Yes.
Which we could get into another discussion of, you know, my dates with, you know, liberated kind of headstrong women that also, you know, when it comes to old fashioned.
Their wallets aren't too woke.
Right. Exactly. That's a great way to put it. But, you know, if you break it down to old school fundamentals of dating and the man being the provider, I don't have a problem with the woman being like, look, you live your life, I'll live mine. Instead of, you know, going through all this BS, you know, give me X amount of dollars and I will treat you this way physically and, you know, that sort of affection. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
But I also can't afford that.
So that is your problem.
That's my big. But so I don't. you know, whatever, some however someone wants to choose to live, I'm fine with it. But also, like, some
you
of let
out five buts.
What's that?
Well,
I also have a problem
just
with
blasting into the mic. I love it.
Oh, what?
Because I'm not monitoring the levels as well on this one. No, it's fine. It's not on you. It's just
I'm looking for the conversation I sent you as well. But I also, yeah, there also, there's no salesmanship, and I hate.
Yeah,
to use,
yeah.
I hate to use a.
No, there's
man.
There's no finesse.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, wait, those are two different things. What do you...
Salesmanship as far as like, hey, groom me a little bit. Flirt with me and not just, you know...
Yeah.
Can you send me some money? How much you got? You know, I take Venmo and Zelle and...
Yeah, that's not foreplay.
You
yeah.
guys, have you ever worked in sales? Isn't the whole point of sales to get right to the sale?
Well,
that's
I mean,
quickly as possible.
But
it's
not,
to get the sale, not to...
I mean, when someone walks in, if you're selling something... Just you don't just walk up to him and go, "Hey, buy it."
Yeah,
that's why I sucked at sales. I don't know.
Yeah, like if I walk into a dealership, you don't point to a car and then say, "You can pay with that with cash, you can pay with check, you can pay with credit," and then just stare at them blankly.
Bet you'd sell a lot of cars.
Hey, here's the conversation I sent you that the way it went. Okay, she sent me "Hey" with two smiley faces with hearts.
Okay,
eyes.
So far you're being seduced. Go yeah. on.
And I'm like, haha. How are you? What you up to? Nothing. Where? I don't. What is WBY?
How about you?
How? No, WBY.
I'm tired. What about you?
What about you?
What yeah. about you?
She goes, nothing. What about you? Can you send me some money? And
send me some money.
I said, I'm just watching the Aaron Hernandez doc on Netflix.
Nice.
Wanting to see if I can get any sort of reaction. Like,
yeah, like you want to see just getting down to the money is very boring unless it's a straight prostitute, in which case then it's saving time on your hour.
And that's, yeah, and I also want to, like, say, like, just even hear maybe a hint of, oh, I heard about that.
It's
is there some cultural?
Yes.
Yeah, like, does she follow, you don't have to be somebody that watches yeah. documentaries.
What would you have really dug it if she's like, actually, I've been really busy reading The Bell Jar.
Who wrote that?
Oh, fuck. Why are you whoring me like that? I want to say Sylvia Plath.
Or if she
That's
said, like, what is it? Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace.
Like, I just looked at the picture. You're literally blocking the entirety of Joe.
Oh, really?
That's okay. I'm not in this to be seen.
So
I'm
said,
in this to be heard.
I said, I'm watching the Aaron Hernandez doc on Netflix. And
yeah.
Her next question is, how much can you send? I need a sugar daddy. And that's when I started texting you because my next response was going to be, I got $26 left on a 29 Diner gift certificate.
Yeah.
And instead I said.
Which pissed me off because you've been treating me
yeah.
to meals on that gift certificate. And I was like, why the fuck are you taking the wheels off my gravy train? You know?
do you really think that she was going to be like, oh, yeah, dynamite. Screw the cash.
It was visceral panic. Okay.
Have you been ordering Diet Pepsis? What? How does he only spend $3?
It was like I think Pete Bergen got him the card. Yeah. It must have been like what, $150
it was 75.
Or 75.
But
yeah.
I've taken you a couple times and my daughter a couple
yeah.
times.
Oh, nice.
And it just doesn't stop. It's like the card replenishes.
29 Diner off of Route 50 in Fairfax.
I think it's on 29.
Is it? I was listening to Papa's Basement and I drove around 3 hours trying to get to 29 Diner. Nowhere on 50.
Looking for a sugar daddy.
So this is the part that always gets me, though, too, is she's like, how much can you send, though? And I'm like, well, what are you down to do?
Yeah.
Like, what's this arrangement as? It depends.
Well, exactly. You are behaving as a prostitute.
Me?
No, her.
I think I'm behaving as a John.
Did you turn that right back around on her? No, what can you send me?
As it depends. I don't really know to who or what or for how long. Like, what am I sending to?
Exactly. Well, again, all pretense has been dropped. You're going to the Gagliardi School of Sales here. You walk in, you're just like, give me money. And you're like, well, is you know, sex promised here? I mean, right. What the fuck am I giving you money for?
I had one girl said, well, we'll start off and I'll send you my phone number and we can text for like a week or so.
And you're like, what? Cool. And after that week of texting, followed by some fucking, then you'll get some money.
I ended up saying, she's like, and you can you send like 200? I really need it.
Oh, big just a mere 200.
Just a mere.
Just a mere.
And I that's when I sent. I'm conferring with my financial advisor. He's a cheap ass Greek. Yeah. Always telling me not to pay for parking, and to pay my sugar babies with a $29 diner gift certificate. Fucking grape leaf eating bastard. And then she goes, I said I can do 200. And then I said, but I need my balls drained by dawn.
Perilous?
Yeah, that's when I sent it to you, and you're like, leave dawn out of this. And she's like, what's that supposed to mean? And I was like, you're clearly in the wrong game if you have no idea what I just meant.
What is D-A-W-N?
And she just keeps following up with, so when can you do it? So when can you do it? And I said,
I like how you keep saying she, like it's not a dude that looks like Papa with slightly more acne.
Because it wasn't like some smoke show. It was a very believable
prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a guy like Papa with good salesmanship. So
I said, I told her, Papa wants Daddy to meet you at the Breezeway Motel.
Yeah. Again, a fiscally responsible choice. I know.
Pay by the rent by the hour, like a room.
The lady earns her Hyatt.
Yeah, it's just right off the road.
Yeah, it's right next to the 29 Diner. Right, right. So you can eat waffles and fuck.
Nice, get some sausage links.
Yeah,
ribs. Yeah, ribs and guts.
Yeah.
Ribs.
I'll take that Tang to go. Nice. Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So that's Bumble.
That's nice. Bumble. Oh, so that's the one I should get on.
Yeah, I was banned from Tinder.
Banned?
Yeah, I told you that, didn't I?
For soliciting prostitutes?
I don't know. I think it's because I kept getting these ads for quickholes.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
A fence company.
Yeah, I know, right? Wait, before you start to dig, you
we make that hole so quick.
And I reported them each time, like, I came across them. That's the only thing I can think of.
You kept reporting quickholes.com.
Yes.
Did you ever visit quickholes.com?
No. I was, unless I got fished by reporting them or what.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're permabanned from Tinder.
I am permanently.
They are
banned.
Not taking your
I would delete it all the time and be like, what am I fucking doing?
How everyone feels on Tinder.
Yeah. The next time I tried to put it back on.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm still banned. It's like from the summer. And I looked up like on Google, like, you know, what do you do if you're banned from Tinder? And it's like, you're fucked. You know, there's no recourse of action. It's just,
you'll have to get rejected elsewhere.
Oh. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, things will have to work out on, you know, okay.
Yeah, I did okay on Tinder in its first 6 months.
Right.
It's the same way, like, Marc Maron has a podcast of renown. There were three other podcasts at the time.
Define okay. Specifically,
like,
okay.
I want to say going out with, like, maybe every fifth chick I hit up. It's like Henry Hill at the beginning of Goodfellas. You know what I mean? Like, those were the salad days. I went on, like, after my relationship that I got through Tinder died. And, I mean, just pretty much what Michael encountered. The only people that responded, like, I shit you not, were, like, pre-op trans folk. Which, again, I'm not transphobic in any sense. But I would not... I'm not sexually attracted to like a
that size
penis
of a
in the
clitoris.
Yeah, the penis in the equation would not be like my preferred thing. I'm just into biological. I don't know what the fuck the term is. They were nice enough, but I was just like every time I was getting a match, it was that or someone asking for money for
that
sex.
That has been an ongoing Twitter argument.
What?
That enrages a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
People being called transphobic. For not wanting to date women.
I mean, at a
penises.
Certain, like, okay, at a certain point, if you heard someone didn't want to date black people, you'd be like, you're mildly racist.
Right.
So if we're not dating women that got pieces, It's mildly transphobic, I assume, but I'm just of a certain age. Like, I had a teacher of European and world history, and he was saying he had a grandma that lived through, like, world, like, was 20-ish, 30-ish when World War II went down here, and was played propaganda commercial after propaganda commercial showing the Japanese, like, shooting at our good Caucasian boys. And she was like, you know, like years after the war, she was like, I still have like lingering resentment and being conditioned a little bit to, you know, like it's just in me on a DNA. Like, okay, I'll give you another example.
Would it be transphobic to be like, you know what? I want to have kids and I can't buy.
You could adopt.
No, I want to have my own kids.
They could allow you to inseminate someone. And you get the kid at the end of the 9 months, I guess.
Oh, you mean someone else besides the
yeah,
girl
you
that
like
you're
you
dating?
Jerk off into the cap of a 7-Up and shove it in
what
someone's oven.
What would it have
oven.
To do with your wife then?
Well, your what if your you, wife
what,
would
what
then raise
said,
the child.
What
with
if you.
You
said I'd like to cut out a few of these steps
mm-hmm.
and make it easier? You're still transphobic?
I don't know. Like, I genuinely don't know because it seems like the younger people skew, the more. Like, there was a comedian that I did stand up, 10 times or something like that? When I was doing my initial 5 performances, I kind of tried to jump into that world, and I friended a lot of these people on Facebook. And there was a comedian who was, I forgot how it came up, but in essence, it was like, should a trans person disclose that they're trans, like, pretty early on, like, before date one or more or less before things go anywhere? And his reply was, like, absolutely not. And, I mean, I kind of applauded him for it. I personally would not be okay with that.
Is there a name, then, for the penis and balls after the transition? Does it become something else?
I don't think so. I don't know.
What do you say? What do you call it?
I really don't know. Like it doesn't get called like a sheenus or something hilarious.
No, or is it just a male a woman penis?
I think you just call it like a woman's penis. I don't know.
Oh, okay, I'm catching up.
A member.
Yeah,
it's a member. Is a heterosexual man sexist for not wanting to date men? Is that like where do we?
I
don't know.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's the same. As long as
Lines. I just like I'll give you another example where it might be a little more extreme for me. Like I came up in the 80s and especially the 90s is when I started seeing porn. So it was clean shave, pits are shaved, legs are shaved, everything shaved more or less. And now there's like this trend, at least I'm not saying it's every girl, but a lot of girls in their 20s are exploring like the whole natural thing. Like they're not really shaving their pits and legs and stuff. And it's like, I'm no prize, you know, like
I think they should shave
mess.
Their pits and their legs, just not their bush.
Okay. I mean, so, but are we talking like, again, 70s mom bush? Like it's going up to the navel.
Let it grow.
Let it grow. Okay, so, like, you kind of want that?
Tom Selleck. More like Grizzly Adams.
Okay.
Rick
Rubin's beard.
I know we talked about it before. I've always just I like a woman,
mm-hmm.
like womanly features. Now, just you know, from what we were just talking about,
yeah.
Now that I guess encompasses. I don't know. It depends on like if I'm afraid to be labeled.
Yeah, I'm saying nothing for shock.
Right. No, I'm just gonna plead like yeah. Call me what you want. You can label me confused. Like as far as like when we go into that territory, but as far as traditionally, you know, cis women. I love how progressive we are. We're being this podcast.
You were really woke today.
I know.
Sis.
I like traditional features.
Okay.
So
penis
like a bald beaver is.
You're saying you want a woman that has a vagina and not a penis. Is that, am I on the same page? Or what do you mean by womanly features?
Oh, I meant like. You know the pubic area. I was never like the totally shaved look. Like I've mm-hmm. look. I get past it. you know, I'm able to like regroup.
To perform. Yeah.
But I'm
how
just,
big of you, Michael?
I know, but I just also, I just like to me, it looks unnatural.
I always get weirded out when people are like, it looks like a 5-year old, and I'm like, really, a 5-year old with an adult woman's vagina? Because that's a 5-year old who's having some hormonal issues.
Well, right. It's funny, isn't it? Because if you shave your bush, no one's gonna be like, your penis looks like a 5. Well, maybe Papa, but
yeah,
not the average male.
No, I enjoy grooming mine as well. I don't like a matted mess down there, but I'm...
You got to groom a little bit. I mean, at least a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've, like, all the women I've hooked up with, and in terms of, like, between just fingies when you're in your teens, just fingies to full sex, to the whole gamut. I think, like, I came up in an era where out of, like, the probably... We might be nearing triple digits of vaginas, like at least high doubles. I've dealt with pubic hair twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Was the wow for the pubic hair or the wow for Papa claiming that he's been with twice. Over 100 vaginas?
Just two.
I was one of the
instances of
fully
grown.
Two out of over 100.
Now, what were your reactions? Yeah. Obviously, like, they're memorable.
Oh, I pushed through both times, like, immediately. Like, I walked it off, but, like...
You got up out of bed and started pacing. And
yeah,
I went
like, bruh, okay, game face.
Some smelling salts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to push forward.
No, the first was like jumping into the deep end of Bush. She was like Lebanese, Jewish, and Greek. So it was like, that was a fierce amount going on there. But I, you know, nevertheless, he persisted.
And now I've come across a hairy armpit or two before, and it's like
my ex didn't do really.
I'm fine with it. Even like sometimes like a little stubble, that's kind of like I kind of there's something about that I like.
Oh really?
Yeah. Stubble?
Yeah, just like you know, it's
and
been a few days.
You spend a lot of time around the armpits.
Well, I mean, they
do you brush your face against it?
Do you just yeah? Do you
what's that?
The arm? You? I don't know that I've
you've never fucked an armpit.
I don't know that I ever have touched my wife's armpit ever.
Oh, I used to get these armpit jobs all the time.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Really?
Does it make like a...
Totally full of shit. No, never. I'm talking about when she, like...
I feel violated.
You like the look of stubble, you're saying?
Yeah.
You've got... You can tell... Oh, you can see the stubble in there.
I don't mind.
Hey, okay.
I don't even mind the stubble on the legs.
Which of your 115 girlfriends had stubble in her... On her armpits?
Oh, pits. I literally encountered pit hair only on the X.
Only
and people. I shit you not, having learned what my own autoimmune thing is in my inner thighs, I think she had it too. And she had surgery as a younger person to get some of the skin cut away. So, like, her armpits had, like, a heavy scarring in them. So I can get why she didn't enjoy shaving. Like, it was a sensitive area. And she was, like... really Nordic, so there was like barely hair there to begin with, but it was there.
Now if women want to know like what it is about shaved legs that guys like, is that there's for me there's like no bigger turn on sometimes than like rubbing your hand on like a smooth leg.
Yeah, I still remember to this day I was a sophomore and this like blonde field hockey girl was like, hey, I shaved my leg. Like, we're still young enough where, you know, it's like I shaved my legs is a kind of a big deal. Right. She's like, feel. And I put my hands up and down her shins, and I'm really proud to tell you guys that despite that, I never took it anywhere, yet we'll still jerk off thinking about that girl to this day. And have looked up her Facebook now and again. She's had a life with a guy that apparently could read a clue or two. And make love to her the way she deserved it. But, yeah.
Nice. Do you think, does he, so you jerk off to the thought of a high school girl?
Yeah.
To this day?
Like, as she was, but I'm still.
You never go way back in the memory bank?
Yeah.
To.
Just like.
No, I didn't. There isn't much of a memory bank before the legal age of consent. I mean, there's.
For you?
Couple of times. I mean,
I like how you're making me sound like a dream rapist.
I feel like it's this is your Me Too.
I always go back to like near hookups, like the times like it was very close, but something you know, something happen usually.
Yeah, like you jerk off Quantum Leap style.
Right.
Right. What are we doing here, Sam? Looks like you're supposed to go down on her. I can't.
You got this little
There's no time.
I don't know what to do.
Then right before I
What's
like,
that smell?
Right before I'm about to go down, I just dissolve.
Yeah. Like, and then you jump into the next bed, look in the mirror and go, oh boy.
Oh boy. Where am I? Can we do that sketch?
Sure.
What would you call it?
Quantum fuck. No. Quantum.
I'm not going to acknowledge
we'll
that.
We'll have to
spitball that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll ask the Papa's Basement podcast listeners for
Quantum Skafoos.
What that new series should be named.
Quantum Peep.
We need to do it.
Quantum Peep.
I thought a hilarious sketch would be a play on Time Cop called Time Cuck, where a guy takes his wife through history to get fucked by the great men of history while he watches. Michael's laughing. You can't hear it. But I can see it.
I'm just like thinking.
Who'd be the first one?
Gandhi.
Gandhi?
Gandhi
did Gandhi had Gandhi. Like a harem, didn't he?
Yeah, you'd have to fight for that dick, but you'd pull off the diaper and get fucked.
What about...
Wouldn't he... I feel like he'd have some problems, right? I mean, the whole not eating thing,
he was all dick.
You'd have to get him in his early...
Yeah.
Lawyerly years.
Be a weak bone, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not talking like after he gets shot and goes, oh, God.
Did he get shot? I don't know. That's not
yeah. Didn't you watch Gandhi?
No, of course not.
That's just an insane premise, though. I mean,
is it? Because I smell weekly series.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody that discovers time travel and just hoards it to cuck out his wife?
To cuck out his wife. Yeah. This week you're fucking MLK.
I feel like we should be doing something more for humanity. No.
No. No.
You're fucking John Wilkes Booth.
Yes.
Just don't say anything about what you know.
Let Da Vinci cream pie you.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Can she bring a baby back? I guess so.
No, the time travel scrambles her innards. So the baby comes out.
Oh, that's really convenient. But it does nothing to her hormonally.
No, she's fine.
Your premise is full of holes. Literally.
The baby comes out like that baboon that Seth Brundle and The Fly sent through the telepods. Just inside out.
Oh, shit. Now that's something I would watch. Like, towards the end, she's like Jeff Goldblum eating that donut. Like, has to vomit.
Vomit drop it.
and the guy just cannot keep himself from like going back in time. Like, I know you're not feeling well, but William Shakespeare is waiting on us.
Saturday. You know what Saturday night means.
Well, we have two very solid ideas. I think.
Yeah,
we should be able to get some money for.
Time Cuck right. And Quantum Creep, was it?
Quantum I think Peep? Quantum Creep.
Quantum Creep's good.
Quantum
Creep's good. Well, we can leave now. I have pizza to eat in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, more farty pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even yours.
No, it's not, but it's in the hallway of the public access station, so finders keepers.
It is. That's true.
Let's play that. There we go. I think that's my outro music. Yeah.
Good show.
Everyone's Papa's Basement. Yeah. Thanks all for being here. Michael Johnson, you have a play coming next week. Man.
I know, at the Old Shebeen in Fairfax, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening at 7 o'clock.
The Blue Shebeen.
Mail.
Old Shebeen, very close to the 29 Diner.
Yeah,
and
very
and the Breezeway Motel.
And the one guy that's looking for it.
Is it Old Shebeen or Auld?
A, it's U-L-D.
Auld.
It's like
Auld.
Irish Auld. Or Gaelic.
Like Auld, yeah. Auld Ang Syne.
There you go, yeah.
Old Auld Ang Syne.
Joe, what are you up to?
Oh, I got a show this Saturday.
I killed his mic. All right, it's back
That's
on.
A shame. No, it's you had your chance. I blew the load.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
That's it. Yeah.
No, you're hosting some comedy at a VFW.
I am. That's true. I'm hosting a veterans comedy show at the VFW in Dale City, the largest VFW in the world, 8:30 Saturday night.
I would have gone, except the last time I was there, two very old veterans tried to act like they were John Rambo with me because I hadn't properly signed in.
We had to talk to that guy.
Talk
to him. He was like, sign the ledger.
Yeah.
He was all over it, man.
I wanted to one-inch punch right through his dusty solar plexus. But
he was giving everybody shit. I mean,
that was on the other night, Rambo, on AMC.
It's a classic.
Really?
Yeah.
So good.
Which
First
one?
Blood
First
is
one?
So fucking
First
good.
Blood.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic.
Nothing's changed! Nothing! You don't just turn it off!
You got to go back and watch Colonel Troutman. Mm-hmm. He is the most affected actor.
Krenna.
When he walks into that tent... Mm-hmm. The guy, just go back and watch his entrance into that movie, like on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And
he does
looks
that
like,
cartwheel.
Looks like
really
Michael
Wonka.
J. Fox in front of Congress. Like he is moving his entire face. like, I'm sorry, Michael. I love you. But it is actually one of the poorest on camera performances I've seen in a while.
Richard Crenna.
Yeah. Go back and watch it. Go back and watch when Colonel Troutman first walks into the tent.
I would rather go back.
He talks like that.
I would rather go back with a significant other and have him fuck her.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'd use my going back powers for.
What? To fuck him? That actor?
The Colonel?
The guy that played Reagan?
All right, we're leaving.
Okay. And that's our show.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.